Angry crowds in Democratic Republic of Congo push towards the border with Rwanda. They're chanting slogans against the Rwandan president, Paul Kagame.
It's too much now, this provocation from the people of Rwanda. It's not the first time that we've seen the situation.
The crowds had gathered after a Congolese soldier walked from the city of Goma towards Rwandan territory, firing his weapon. Rwandan soldiers shot back. Two of them were injured. The Congolese soldier was killed. And when his body was brought back across the border, the dead soldier was given a hero's welcome.
He expressed the courage of a real soldier by giving his life, defending the respect and honour of our country. We're asking our government to support us so that we can defend ourselves against Paul Kagame and his people.
People here blame the Rwandan president for a recent escalation of violence between Congolese forces and the M23 armed group. DR Congo accuses Rwanda of supporting, funding and arming the group, something Kigali denies.
The analysts are very worried that the M23, which has this extraordinary new energy, the Congolese are certainly suspect that Rwanda is giving it new weapons, new arms. Everyone is worried that it's going to seize Goma, and that would change the balance of power in the region.
On Wednesday, thousands in Goma marched towards the border, ransacking shops and searching cars suspected of carrying Rwandans. This mineral-rich frontier has been unstable for decades. But the UN says hate speech directed towards Rwandans is fueling mistrust between the communities.
All of that more or less has created quite the heated kind of temperature that you have on Congolese streets today in Goma or in Bukavu, with people basically taking stones and believing that they are able to go cross in Rwanda and go to Kigali and basically take Kagame by hand.
DR Congo is now limiting border crossings. Its president, Felix Tshisekedi, is accusing Rwanda of trying to occupy his land. Military commanders are due to meet on Sunday to discuss the deployment of a regional force to try to keep the peace. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.